18 years ago this morning brought the sad news of the death of beloved Detroit radio personality J.P. McCarthy. J.P. ruled the morning airwaves at WJR for 30 years. Current state contributor Russ White worked with J.P. McCarthy for the last 5 years of his life and has this remembrance of the great voice of the Great Lakes.
Ditto, Mr. J.P. McCarthy.
J.P. McCarthy, WJR.
Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning, Americans. For 30 years, Detroit has gone to work smiling, listening to J.P. McCarthy on WJR. Detroit is mourning this morning. It was a blood disorder which ended J.P. McCarthy's life in its 62nd year. Paul Harvey. Good day.
I'm J.P. McCarthy, and always have been.
It was really an honor for me to work with the late, great J.P. McCarthy, to grow up listening to all those radio heroes of mine on WJR, and then to get to work with them, particularly J.P., was just a dream come true. And J.P. ruled the radio dial long before iPods, satellite radio, and people watching Today and GMA in the morning. And he was one of the first DJs, if you will, to work talk and interviews into his music hall, says WJR colleague Mike Worf.
JP.
I was here in 1964. Joe came on about a month later after his sojourn in San Francisco. And people forget that he was, at one time when he first came back, both the morning and the afternoon guy. But he decided he wanted to do the focus. And this is where he started to perfect the art of conversation. That's what Joe was. I mean, we talk about interviews and his eloquence and so on and so forth, but he was a conversationalist, and he made the listener the third party. You know, he would talk to the guest, but the listener felt as if there were only three listening.
I'm J.P. McCarthy, just calling very early this morning. He's on his way to the office, the chairman of the Chrysler Corporation, day after his proudest moment, Lee Iacocca. Good morning.
Good morning, J.P. How are you?
I'm terrific, and I want...
J.P. McCarthy, WJR.
President Carter, Mr. President, you look so well. Thank you for coming.
I'm getting along fine. I always feel good when I come to Detroit.
Aboard Air Force One with President Bush, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Good afternoon, Mr. President. How are you?
I'm great. It's nice to talk to you again.
Radio 76,
I've been doing this for a very long time, and I never thought I would do one thing for this long. I thought it would get boring, get stale, get old, and that I would too. But frankly, I enjoy doing what I do, and I hope to do it for a good deal longer. To be around for as long as I have in this business is remarkable, and there isn't any one thing that I feel the most warm about. I think it's the whole thing. Good family, close family, good friends, close friends. Quality time with the people I love. That's what really counts. And enjoying coming to work every morning. That's a part of my life, too. The moment I stop enjoying it, looking forward to it, being surprised by it, I'll probably stop doing it. Well, I was looking in the mirror this morning after I'd finished shaving and wiping just the last bit of shaving cream off the end of my nose. I stared at myself and I said,
"You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and the truth."
The thing I learned most from my time with JP is that anything is possible, and you can do a lot in 30 seconds.
Have a nice day.
For Current State on WKAR, I'm Russ White.
JP.
And you can hear more from Current State contributor Russ White every Sunday afternoon at 4 on AM 870 on MSU Today, or visit SpartanPodcast.com.